Welcome to the podcast of Pastor Joseph Castillo from All Nations International Fellowship. Enjoy this podcast while you're doing household chores, riding your car, or even your morning devotions. I trust the living word of God to change your life forever. Visit us online at www.anifbeijing.com.
Hallelujah. Have a seat.
Jesus, thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 you're so good. Praise Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 58. Hallelujah. You know, I love conference. I love revival meeting. I love traveling. I love being with brother and sister in different cultures. I love, this is who I'm, I love. I love, I love, I love. I love worship. I love prayer. I love being always, I will 7 days, 24/7, like this. When you go heaven, it will be like that. Amen? Hallelujah. Always when we, whenever I travel, when we finish our conferences, as the man of God, two things in my mind, you know, come and go. One, I want to be there forever, but the other things I have to go. But when I leave, I feel like, what about these people after revival? How are they going to react? How are they going to leave? That's my big concern. Right. You know, I don't want to come in and then just motivate you, or you just be happy for 3, 4 days, 5 days, and then go back to the normal life and the same problem, the same issue, dealing and crying, you know. Why? So that's why we need to learn, we need to know how we keep our victories. After this kind of meeting, there is retaliation, I believe, because you don't expect something in the comment, pew, you don't know why you feel so deep down. You know, most people say to me, after the conference, you know, they go back the same life, you know, the same issue. On the conference, they believe they healed, but that sickness still with them. And then they start complaining, God, why that prophecy on me doesn't work? You know, that time God told me this, that was almost 6 months, almost 2 years. Why? Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You don't have NIV, yeah?
No.
Okay. Chapter 15 to 58 says, therefore, my dear brethren, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Therefore, brethren, stand firm. Stand firm. Be strong. Don't be shaken. Nothing move you. Let nothing move you from the spirit you receive, from the faith you receive. But how we keep this victory, or how we keep, how we can stand on the ground if the wind comes, when the trouble comes, when all this comes, how can I stand on the ground without be shaken, without be fall down again, without be crying, without be depressed? How I'm gonna keep my faith? How I'm gonna pursue what God told me to achieve it? This is the question all of us, we ask, we experience. That's what the Bible here, Paul, to the church of Corinthians, on his first letter, almost at the end, he kind of the final command, the final instruction, the final, you know, teaching, you know, the summary. He taught all the doctrines in the first chapter to chapter 15. But I hear, so my brethren, the church of God, the child of God, I need you to be stand on firm. He's not talking about the pastors, you know, it's not about the ministers, but for everyone. He said, be, stand firm. Come on. Number one, how are we going to stand firm? By walk with authority of the knowledge of God. Amen?
Amen.
You know, we are the product of what we know. the knowledge we gain. Any knowledge comes to, especially knowledge comes to what with our eyes and what we hear, what we read, what we taught, what we learn. Every knowledge we get, we are that product. You don't speak what you don't know. You speak only what you know. Is that true? So we are the product. So we should be careful what we know. What things come to in our soul.
That's good.
So our soul is a combination of our knowledge, our feeling, and our will. Mm-hmm. Our soul is a combination, or the body, the part, is our will, our knowledge, our emotion, or feeling. Mm-hmm. So the soul is the middle of who we are. I just wanted to understand. The soul is here. So we have a spirit, we have a body here, a physical body. But the soul is in the middle. That means our knowledge, our emotion, and our will. Everything is directed to our soul. So when the knowledge comes to our soul, what we know, we react. So the emotion and the will obey to our spirit or to the flesh. That's why Christians say, why I keep sinning? And then they get regret, and then they get that condemnation from the devil.
That's right.
And then they feel so guilty in the eyes of God. So they give up, and then they run away from God, or they run away from church, because of the guilt. They ask them, how can I overcome this struggle? So to understand, we need to understand what the spirit and what the flesh or the body mean. You know, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we have a soul, body, and spirit. So our spirit in John 3:16, it says flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to the spirit. So our spirit being is born from God. When you're born again through Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus, our spirit being is saved or born again. It's our spirit who understand God, who understand and who communicate God deeply. But this body is the flesh. The Bible says it's the temple of the living God. Also, it has his own desire. In Galatians 5:19-20. Can you pull up Galatians 5:20? So this the body is the temple of God, but also it has its own the flesh desire. The flesh is weak, even Paul says. It has in dead because that is a dead body. Because of Adam, because of the first man, because of sin, this body returned to the flesh, to the dust. So it carries the nature of sinful natures. So we live in two kingdoms as human. There is some personality who want to worship God, who want to follow God, who want to God, that the spirit being, but the flesh, he wants his own desire.
That's right.
That it's written, hatred, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, valiant, all that, wrath, strife, seditions, all the works of the flesh. So the role player is our soul. I just want you to understand it that. That's our right. Soul in the middle, she play that game.
That's right.
That's why we need the knowledge. When we get the knowledge into our soul,
that's right.
Our emotions and our will obey to the spirits. Or be with the spirits.
That's right. Say that again.
If you don't get the knowledge from divine knowledge from the word of God, immediately, soul befriend with the flesh. And then the spirit cry.
Wow.
The spirit feels shame, like he want to know God because the seed is from God.
Wow.
That's why in Hebrews chapter 13, 1, you be careful what you learn, what you understand, what you get, what you eat. Talking spiritual. That's number one, chapter 31. Okay, Hebrew 13 or 14. So we need to know. So my goal is this, to renew and to keep your soul every single day. Amen?
Amen.
That's why we should stand on the firm. We should stand with the authority of our soul. Let's feed our soul with the knowledge of God. That's why we need the Word of God. The more the Word of God we have in our soul, we are capable to overcome and walk in the Spirit. Amen?
Right.
This conference is over tonight. This revival is over tonight. And then you keep being revived every week. But when you are alone in the workplace, when you are alone, when you do some stuff, what is the knowledge you have in your spirit, in your soul? What are you getting? Hallelujah. So the soul has authority to control the flesh and the spirits. Praise Jesus.
Absolutely.
So to stand on the firm, to keep your victory alive, you need to feed your spirit with the soul, with the Word of God. The more you spend in TV, the product, you know, is what's going to happen. The more you spend in social media,
come on,
can't act in the spirits. You can't be spiritual.
That's right.
Because you're feeding your soul with this garbage stuff.
Wow.
Amen?
Come on now.
Most people, they don't know. They don't care. They don't care what they watch, how they spend time. You know, the devil, he knows how to, his snare. He put the snares.
That's right.
The social media is good to communicate. We should use it for the gospel. We should use it for good. Not to spend 1 hour. We are feeding our soul. This garbage, politics or social, all that stuff. Knowledge is power, others have said. So whatever we get in our soul, we should be careful as a Christian, as a brother, as a born-again Christians. Praise Jesus. So we need to deliver our soul every single day through the Word of God. Praise Jesus. So that you can stand on the ground when the enemy comes, when attack comes, you can know how to say it. You don't need pastors to pray for you to be able to call it. I know my God, hallelujah. When you feel your soul in the Spirit of the Word of God, you can stand there, you can see the target, hallelujah. Woo! You don't become misled by the devil, by his lie. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Shepa Ravagados. Amen?
Amen.
That's why tomorrow when I leave, I feel so good because you're going to protect your soul.
That's right.
When you wake up, make sure you feed your soul. Yesterday, Bishop said yesterday about that guy. When he wake up, he don't touch his feet, yeah?
Yes.
Hallelujah! Amen. You know, if I don't pray one day or if I don't feed the Word of God one day, don't see me the next day, please. Don't see me. Imagine sometimes for a week, we're waiting Sunday to come here and then to be someone to speak the Word of God. We don't care for our soul. That's why we are get attacked in our flesh. Because if you do the flesh works, you get trouble. And then you get addicted. Some of you are addicted to pornography. Some of sometimes in kind of a lot of lusts. Why? Because it's a nature. But you can defeat it by the Spirit through the knowledge of the soul. The Spirit comes and He can control it. Amen?
Yes,
you don't need to pray on it even sometimes.
That's right.
Some people say, in the name of Jesus, this kind of spirit attacking me. No. What is inside your soul? Where were you before? How long you spend your time?
That's right.
Are you filled with the Word of God and the worship of God? Like these kind of things? That's why you need to come to church. You don't need to be offended. The devil knows once you get offense from the church of brothers, you'll be alone. You'll be targeted.
Wow.
That's why we need to each other even give the Word of God. Encourage each other, the Bible says.
Right.
One others. Because whatever the Word comes, it's life.
Mm.
Life. Life. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how much money we spend for to come to this meeting. I love to go. I raise money to go and preach. Why? Because if I get one soul delivered, that's my goal. It's not 10,000, hallelujah. I'm not building my empire or my ministry. My target is deliver one soul through the teaching of the Word of God. Amen? Once you get the knowledge, it's a key. It makes you prosper for the rest of your life. That's problem for many years. One word can change it.
Wow.
One word. Yeah, man. Some people argue why we spend too much money for the conference, for the revival. You don't need it. We need it.
Yes,
all the wanted money comes before the conferences. We need every week conference. Wow. Amen? You spend 7 years studying or 4 years and then you get PhD or degree. You spend your money, your time. After you graduate, you know how to work in that field. There's no graduation in God's kingdom. Until Jesus comes. Because the Bible says, renew your soul every single day. Because she lived in the two kingdoms, spirit and flesh. Until we die,
wow,
we are in the war of all.
My God. Make it plain.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you spend your money, invest your soul. Listen a lot of sermons every single day. Good sermon, not the garbage one. Something stir up your faith. Something create your faith. Some the word who give you power. Amen. I don't want to hear the sermon who makes me down. Any sermon who always keep me alive, feel good, feel powerful, feel loved by God, feel I can do it. You know, some sermons, after you hear it, you feel to die. No. Hallelujah. I don't, because I have a lot of things I don't want to go too much. So, how we stand up the grace? By walking with the authority of our soul through the knowledge. The knowledge. Amen? From today, don't put that garbage on yourself. Some people, they read every book. Everything they read. They said, oh, it's good for knowledge. Yes, but be careful. Be careful. Because once you get that knowledge inside of you deeply, it's hard to get it out. It's very hard. Unless something come in and replace it. Sometimes ignorance is good. Sometimes, not always. Because keep you safe. Whew. Ah, hallelujah. Okay, for the time being, let me go to the second. Second, walk in love and forgiveness. You want to be stand on the ground? Walk in love. Because the Bible says God is?
Love.
God is?
Love.
Our nature is love. Don't give a lot of definition about love. Love is love. Yes. Done. Amen?
Amen?
You don't need to explain 7 points to love. Never, God never explained 7 points to love. Amen. Just love is love.
Yes.
There's no definition for love. Amen? Amen. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but if I don't have love, I'm only resounding gong and clamming cymbal. If I do everything, but if I don't love, done. So walk in love. It's too easy to love someone. First, love yourself. Are you with me? If you don't love yourself, you don't love other people. The first love is starting by loving ourselves, accepting who we are.
Yes.
Don't put try to other people to love you first. Love yourself. Accept who you are, where you're from, how you speak, how you eat, what you eat. Love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
People struggle with this depression, most of people, especially in the West. They worry too much about their makeup, how they dress, how I do this. Why? To be accepted by others, people. To be approved. Amen?
Amen?
When you start loving yourself deeply, it's easy for you to love your brother. Praise Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And walk with forgiveness. It's okay one day you are upset. If okay 2 days we are upset. But don't wait the third day. Come back again. Recounsel with your brother. You know, some people wait the opportunity just for one mistake to see on you.
Wow.
How come you are the man of God and you do this? Just one. Done. If I make a mistake, just love me. You love me? I love you. If you only need my grace, if the grace works in me, if the grace works in each of us, but it's not about the grace. If you love me only because I'm a minister or I minister you, you have some problem. You need some oppression.
Amen.
God called us to love without any reason.
That's right.
Because the Bible says, John 3:16, God loved
the world.
The world. This evil world.
Even he loved us without any preconditions. If you put preconditions, I have a lot of issues. Everybody. Hallelujah. Love, brothers, who he is. Doesn't, so some people, they dig too much. Where you come from, how you do, they find where you, they fit. Does not mean you go with every person, but to love, that's a requirement to love. Amen?
Amen.
But you might not go with that person. But to love is love. God allow some pain, some bruise in our life. Sometimes he allow to be hurt. Otherwise, you don't know what love means. First, you need to know that. I was telling last time, we have the beauty inside of us. God to bring out that beauty, he wants to crush us. He allow people to come in our life, to park, you know. Hallelujah. From Genesis to Revelation, if you need, God is love. You know how we can save the world? It's not by our preaching. If you love the world as God loves, we can save them. The world needs real love. We judge them by the what they're doing. Walk in love. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not guarantee you that you will not be offended. You will be offended. If we stay me, Bishop, here, we're going to offend you. You're going to offend us. If you don't come to church because you are offended, but you need to walk in love. You live a victory life. Nothing can shake you. Nothing can move you. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Does not mean other people, they hate you. They hate you. They come against you. They speak against you. Thank God for them. Because of them, we walk straight. We don't... Because they're waiting you until you to fall down.
Wow.
That's why David says, oh Lord, save me from those people. Hallelujah. Walk in love. Number three, walk in faith. You need faith. Hebrews chapter 11, 1. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Walk in faith. Yes, you have love. You have the word of God. What do you need other? You need faith. Faith. Faith is the engine in our life. It doesn't matter how the car is so beautiful. If it doesn't have engine, it doesn't go anywhere.
Wow.
Amen?
Amen.
It's not how much you pray. Your engine that moves you from one direction to your destiny, called faith.
Wow.
You need faith to step out. Some of you don't understand sometimes what faith and hope. We live in the hope. Oh, I wish God's going to do this here, these things. Ah, I believe God's going to do this thing. I believe. That's hope.
That's hope.
Hope is the blueprint. Faith is the material. If you only stuck on the blueprint, and then if you don't have the material, you can't build the house.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? We need faith to shake the mountains. To kill that giant. You need faith. That's what David did. That's what Abraham did. Abraham obeyed by faith and then he left when he was 75 years old. I'm going to give you a son. Some of you are not 75, but still you are crying. Where is my husband? Where is my wife? Do I still get? I'm in China or I'm doing this. I don't have enough money. Step out today. Your husband is there, your wife is there, your blessing is there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
Break that fear and then come out by faith. That's why I said, I'm going to have my second house. Last Sunday I told you.
That's right.
2017, I'm going to have the biggest house in my city. I said it. So I went out by faith. When I go to the talk to the bank just approved. If you don't take by faith anything, doesn't anything comes into life? No. We want to keep in our insecurity, you know. What about if something happens if I take my step? I don't believe this kind of teaching, you know, faith, you know, this faith movement. That's why Jesus told Peter, come on. Amen? It's not mean that he tried to, you might get sink a little bit, you know, when you step out by faith. Hallelujah. But the good thing is you not fall down.
Yeah.
You have a prayer. Save me, Lord. I took my faith. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good.
Faith. If you have faith, Jesus said, you can move this
mountain.
You can send. Come on.
Be removed.
Hallelujah. You need faith. Faith means another definition of obeying the word of God. Whatever the word of God says, take it as it is. Don't filter it. Amen? Amen. Oh, let me find the dictionary. What really mean? If God say, I'm bless you, take it. Take it. If God say, sleep, sleep. If God say, wake up, wake up. If God say, go, go. That is faith. Through the obedience, you see the hand of God.
Absolutely.
One day God told me, go to this country. Nobody prefers to go down to that country. It's poor. And from Canada, I don't think anybody wants to go. Go and pray there. Immediately, I say, amen. Yes. And I pray for 3-4 months. Because I need money to take my to buy my ticket and to do there. Pray. After 4 months, go now, God said. Okay. What is the money? The money is not there. So God gave me only the money for my ticket. And then I praise God, and then I believe for big one, you know. Big money for other spends. We need to do conferences. Waiting, and my flight day comes. You know, when you step by faith something, does not mean there is kind of a little bit delay. God to test you. Are you still believing God until the end? Or he wants to teach you that way. So waiting. Tomorrow I'm going to fly. There's no money. Only on my hand is a ticket. Some of you are waiting money, huh? I'm telling you how God is going to do it. Don't give up. Don't go back there. Lord, I'm here just I trusted you. Because you told me to do these things and then, yes, there is no money, but I believe you still, Lord. I don't believe it what the devil tells me. Hallelujah!
Yes.
In the morning, I start packing my clothes and pack. There's no money. Wow, that time is tough. You will be tempted, you know. And then my flight is in the afternoon, and waiting. My phone is ring. And then the guy who really was greedy. He don't even give you 1 cent. He called me greedy. He don't call me. Oh, he need prayer. I don't know God. Okay, hello. Where are you? I'm here. I need you to see you right now. Okay. I go to see him. He gave me $4,000 Canadian.
Wow.
This is supernatural interference. This is supernatural hand of God. Hallelujah. You need to activate your faith. Hallelujah. There is nothing hard for God.
Wow.
It's just a paper. Money is a paper for God. He can order. He can command anyone. Maybe you're expecting from your brother, Christian brother. No, from the unbeliever, from greed people. They're gonna fight for you. Hallelujah. God, he wants us to grow in faith. Imagine that time my ministry was good. That I went to Mozambique. You know, Mozambique is so poor country. I never see my ministry in Mozambique the last almost 20 years because that ministry was full of faith. Imagine, how could I carry, I don't trust God for other miracles? With that $4,000, amazing, amazing things happen. Amen? Amen. Today, God is going to do the same miracle for you. Amen. Just activate your faith. God will do it. Don't be too much normal. Normal is good. Don't be too much normal. Be sometimes abnormal. Just get out from your cave. Sometimes. Your belief system. No, I work, I get paid. That's a normal. Yes. Belief sometimes a supernatural hand comes to touch you. Amen. God works through the word, through your work. Yes, you work. That's for everyone works. But there is supernatural interference. Whenever the need is there. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Some of you need for more than 4,000. Some of you need for 4 million.
Amen. Yes. Come on now.
Do anybody out of the million who wants millions?
I want millions. I need millions.
Next time when I come, I'm going to give you amazing testimony because something is waiting me in Canada right now. Amen. 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 Let God surprise you in the name of Jesus. You know, when you live by faith, when you live by faith, there is no fear to control you in life.
No fear. No fear.
You don't even hear the news what how the economy is going. Is it going up or down? The world economy. Because your resource is from God. There's no shortage. God told me there is no shortage resource in the world. There is enough sources for every born-again Christians. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. There is enough resource in the world. There is enough resource in the world for God's children. God wants you to activate your faith and connect you with the resources. Because you have a project. Some of you have a project. I feel it. Some of you have a project to want to do it. Some amazing projects for the benefit of others. I release that finance in Jesus' mighty name. Right now in the name of Jesus. I release it right now. Woo! Woo! Jesus. I see projects. Special projects. Not for you, but for others. It helps other people. But the question is the money. Well, Lord, I thank you, Rava Shekados. I see faith operating in you right now. Sherama Santo Rava Babasa. I release you in Jesus' mighty name. 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 Shopo Rava Sapa. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to the next level. A life of faith. You speak by faith. You eat by faith. You talk by faith, you sleep by faith, you wake up by faith, you do by faith, everything, you write by faith, and when you talk with people by faith. When you operate in that, you are in the higher level. You are not on the ground. But when you're on the ground, even you talk different things. Oh, Alex, you know, the staff, the money's not coming. I don't know, this year I can't survive. You know, my bank account is going down. I don't know, the bill is paid. Woo! Jesus. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You need to stand on faith. Faith is your tool. Faith is your angel. The shield. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6. Hold the shield of faith. Mm-hmm. The only way to resist the flame of the devil is faith. Mm-hmm. The arrow of the devil. Mm-hmm. Because it's discouragement, disappointment, every time he releases to us. He sent to us, the only way to protect yourself is the shield of faith. No, I believe my God. God called me for greatness. I'm going to do these things. After this, I'm going to do this. You know the amazing things? I know which country next I go. And then I start, is that right, Bishop? Even in Dubai when you go? He told me that we need to go to Dubai. Before that, I was praying for Dubai. Immediately told me, okay, we will go. After 1, 2 days, 3 days, the money released. Is that true, Bishop? Hallelujah. God, I'm praying God to release this life of faith. Hallelujah. To you, everyone, to live a best life. Nothing hard for you in the name of Jesus. God is going to work through faith in you from today. Everything you accomplish by faith. You don't feel it. When you say it, this is mine. It's not a pride. It's not we are selfish. Or it's not. We know who we are. We live for the God kingdom. It's not to, as I said, it's not to build our empire or our names, you know, to be known or to be famous. It's not that. We know what way we put it, everything. You are special for God. God's called you for greatness. God has something in you to you have to accomplish it for the benefit of others. God is going to see people to reach you. You two are going to reach them. In Africa, in Asia even. In Europe, in North America. God brought you in this land and in this meeting, he has a purpose. Hallelujah. From tonight, he wants to stir up your faith. I think God's job is every day to stir up our faith. Every in the morning, wake up, my son. Wake up, 7 o'clock, wake up. And then he wants to stir our faith. Believe for today. I am a good God. I provide you. Do not worry. Shall not fear. When you go there, I will give you favor. Oh, hallelujah. Faith. Jesus. Woo! Jesus. Hallelujah. The last one. Hallelujah. Walk with the power. With the power.
Yes.
If you have faith, if you have the knowledge of God, if you are a loving person, it's not easy to act the power. Power is the recognition. Amen? But to operate the power, you need to plug it. To charge your phone, there's power here, but the plug, I'm telling you what the plug is. It doesn't matter if he's a female or is a male. As a policeman, if you're driving and if you put his hand, he stop. Because of that, not because of that person who he is. He might be a very skinny person. But because of what he wears, he has power. Because you see his power, and then he doesn't say anything. Oh, he don't make. Yeah, stop! It doesn't say like that. Just relax. When you have power, you know how to act. Amen?
Amen.
You just command. You will be known in the realm of this world. The unseen world. Make sure you dress it that. Make sure you plug it. I just want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Today I'm in the Corinthian. Hallelujah. Maybe this church is kind of a little Corinthian, maybe. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 4:20. Praise Jesus. Chapter 4:20. For the kingdom of God. That's where you are right now. That's where we live. Well, that's why we operate. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Everything in the kingdom is by power. If there is too much talk, there is issues. That's why the church does not function right now in the world. It's too slow to evangelize, to do things, because too much talk.
Amen. I agree.
You know, too much talk is not the kingdom. Too much power. The kingdom is by power. I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about your personal life. God wants us to live in power. To order things in power. To say things in power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The power comes from the resources, God. How are we going to get a power? That is called a prayer. Woo! Rama shakado rababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababab Just pray. Maybe it's something else because I don't know how to pray, Pastor. I don't, you don't need to know how to pray. Just pray. Amen. Amen? Amen? Just pray. Stand up and talk to God. Prayer is talking to God. You don't need a very nice, you know, in good word. And some people, they pray like they bring all the philosophical word and put it together and it makes you, you feel, oh my God, I can't pray that kind of prayer. You don't need to pray like that to activate your power.
That's right.
You stand up and pray. When you drive, pray. When you do your computer, just pray. There's no specific time you should pray. Pray 24/7. Pray in the spirit. The Bible says, pray in the spirit. That's why you're activating the power. You release the power. Yay, hallelujah. You release power. The power starts activating in you when you pray. Yes. That's why you need to speak in tongues, as a prayer of in tongues. Oh, that's my favorite things. Because nobody understands. Yes. They think that I'm crazy. They think I'm crazy. But you can say, Sharamando Saparabadi Rabashikado Rabagadi. Because inside you're praying, you're interceding. You know, maybe you're praying for somebody or some situations. But inside you pray, hallelujah. That's why people who are not feeling the spirit, we're going to pray for you today. You will be speak in tongue, hallelujah. You'll be feeling the power, and because it helps you. Amen? Sometimes they don't believe. Oh, no. What is that? It helps you. We are the witness. It helps us every day. Sometimes you don't feel it to pray, like the word. That time you have this Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Your mind is thinking a lot of things because they heard a lot of stuff. So, but he can say, hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray because activating the power. Power release out of you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! Okay, last one. This is the last, I promise you. This is the last. This is the last one. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Oh, how I can stand on my victory. That's my topic. After this revival, how I'm going to keep going. Jesus. The last one. The first verse that we read, chapter 15:58. Therefore, my dear brother, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord.
Wow.
Give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. I like the word I want to emphasize the word fully.
Fully.
Somebody say fully.
Fully.
If you give your life or for work of God, part time, you can't stand on the ground. We believe that who do for God. We sometimes believe only the ministers. But the church, each of us, God require us to fully involve in the work of God.
That's right. Say that again.
Fully involve in the work of God. That makes you stand on the ground.
That's right.
Oh, I'm not called. I'm this profession. Good. You can work through for God in through many ways. You can pray for these nations. How many Chinese are not saved? Almost 99%. They are not saved. You can work. You can preach. You can use social media. Make sure you involve fully in God's works. Not only in the church, that 2 hours. Amen? It's what it says. It keeps you alive. It keeps you stand on the ground. If you're busy to other stuff and they forget work of God, only remember when you see pastor, that's another issue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Most of you have a profession, different profession, which God wants you to have that profession. But use that profession for the work of God, for the glory of God.
Amen.
How are you going to translate, how are you going to change it into work of God? Maybe on your workplace, in the church, wherever you go. Make sure you are activated, that spirit of you, to the work of God. Amen?
Amen.
If you decided that today when you pray, Lord, I will serve you no matter what. I'm a minister of God. I'm a servant of God. I'm here in China. When I go back home, wherever, Lord, I minister. I speak about Jesus. I live for you, Lord. My business, my work, my profession, everything is for you, Lord. Even my household. That's why open your house. People to come and pray with you at least twice a week.
That's
come
right.
to the church and involve in different ministries.
That's right.
Don't be just a member. That makes you strong. That makes you alive. Amen? Don't be isolated and then wait until Sunday, 11 o'clock. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
That makes you really the anointing of God in you. God start working in you. You'll see your life completely change.
Amen.
I never lose anything the last 20 years serving God. Nothing. Nothing I lose. Nothing you lose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no lose. Let's stop and pray.
Amen.
Jesus. Woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Walk. with the authority of Saul. Walk in love. Walk in faith. Walk in power. Walk in the work of God.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this message today on War with the Saints. We had to stop the recording at that point, but you might be listening right now and you say, Pastor Joey, I wanted to pray that prayer. If I was there, I would have prayed with you. I'd like to pray right now, as a matter of fact. I'd like to give my life to Jesus Christ. I would like to have God in my life, and I'd like to know Jesus as my Savior and my Lord and surrender my life to Him. You know, repentance means to turn away from your way of doing things and to turn to God's way. We've done things our own way, like they used to say in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. When I did the 12 steps, they said, your best decisions and your best ways of thinking and your best ways to handle life have gotten you to this situation. And now it's time to trust a higher power. Well, there is no higher power than the God of all the earth. His name is Jehovah. And He sent His Son Jesus to die for you. And through Him, you can turn from your way of doing things to His way. And His way is the right way, because He made you. And He made you for a purpose. And He knows exactly what you need to pull out your potential, to forgive you of your sins, deliver you from the things that keep you away from God in a sin and death cycle. And if you'd open up your heart to Him right now, together with me, God can begin a new work in your life. So just pray with me wherever you're at, whether you're driving your car, whether you're at home, wherever you are, just pray with me and repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that your Son died for my sins. And on the third day, He was raised from the dead. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd like you to contact me, and we can send you some more resources and materials that could help you start this new life, because this is the first day of the rest of your life. Email me at joe@nationsabroad.com or email the church at nfcontact@gmail.com. And we'd love to speak with you and just correspond with you and put you on the right path, maybe help you find some local churches there online or something, or maybe we know some pastors there that could follow up with you and help teach you the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and feel free to download the other podcast and just feed on the Word of God. Thank you for your time. We love you, and just take a moment to listen to one more song that Brother Chris Swag shared with us at the church today.